7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Since her 1988 debut CD on Savannah Records, Do Right By Me, Michelle Wright has been drawing rave reviews for her powerful voice and her distinctive style. Over the subsequent 24 years, man, did she start when she was 10? She has sold nearly 2 million albums and graced the stage in North America, Europe, Africa, South America, Australia, Asia, Antarctica, all over the place. Michelle has amassed a total of 25 top 10 hits in her homeland of Canada and walked to podiums in music centers like Los Angeles and Toronto to accept more than 40 major awards. She is the first Canadian-born artist in the modern era of country music to have a top 10 hit in America, Take It Like a Man, and a number one video on CMT USA, Take It Like a Man, and to win a major U.S. music industry award, Academy of Country Music Top New Female Artist. In September 2011, Michelle was inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. And her life has just taken another great turn because now she's on The Drew Marshall Show. Hi, Michelle.
Yes, I've been told that apparently I'm about to take a life-changing turn by being on your show, Drew.
You know, you shouldn't listen to those kind of strange people.
Well, hi, you guys, and that's quite an introduction you just gave me. Thank you.
Is it true? It's all I care about. Is it true?
It's kind of amazing. In fact, it's true. And how fun is it? I'm starting to sort of really have a lot of fun with that career of mine, this career of mine that I've had, and all the great adventures and accomplishments. And I'm excited to see what's next.
Well, look, the burning question in my mind is how was the chili last night?
Delish. I make the best. I'm not kidding you guys. I make the best chili.
Hold on. The best chili I've ever had is the Wayne Gretzky chili because it requires about 2 bottles of red wine.
Well, now, so I think now my secret, I think, is the sugar that I put in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so wine, sugar, you know, similar. Mind you, I don't drink anymore because I did my share of that at one time in my life. So I have to stick to the sugar, honey.
Are you a better drummer or a better bobcat operator?
Well, if you ask my husband, he says I'm pretty darn good at a lot of things. And that's why he gets such a kick out of, I'm sort of one of those real adventurous spirits where I will get behind the bobcat or I will jump behind a set of drums. And my parents were farmers. And so my husband's a Long Island city boy, and I'm a Merlin, Ontario farm girl. So getting behind large machinery to, you know, such as tractors and combines and bobcats are not a problem for me. I'm not scared at all.
Not scared.
As a drummer, I came and I started playing drums. Was the first, sort of by process of elimination, was the first instrument that I played at about 11, 12 years old. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not. Go give it a go. Why not?
Think back. Okay, I want you to think way back when you were a Merlin Colt.
Yes.
I have a suspicion that you might have played a little bit of basketball or maybe a bit of volleyball. Would that be true?
Yes. Lots of sports. And I'm so excited because my niece, my sister's daughter, is in fact following in my footsteps on that front. And I did a lot of sports. I actually think that might have been where I sort of started to develop a sense of discipline and accomplishment and, you know, team stuff. And I loved playing sports. It kept me in school, as a matter of fact, because, you know,
yeah.
I'm one of those hyperactive, attention deficit, somewhat rebellious kids, you know. And so sports was really good for me.
You know what ADD stands for? Attention deficit. Boy, your hair looks good. Try that. Next time you're on Huntley Street, give that a shot.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm going to go on Huntley Street for my first time coming up.
Wow.
Yes, very, very first time.
Are you nervous? Because you got to be super spiritual, you know?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question that you ask because I was asked to participate in the Christmas special that the Christian television station is doing out of Burlington, and I was so happy to do it, and as a Christian myself, and excited about it, and looking forward to it, and Casey Clark from CMT is hosting it, and it'll just be a wonderful night of music, and celebrating Christmas, and so on.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, would you like to do an interview with 100 Huntley Street, and it kind of stopped me in my tracks for a minute, you know, because I've never really, you know, gone on, really spoke publicly or, you know, about my Christian faith, or it's just, I don't know if it's as a Canadian, maybe you don't see that as much or something, but it was really the first time that I've been asked to do an interview in a show like that, and what I loved about the folks at Christian television is that they understood when I said, well, I have to think about this for a minute, and it was really an interesting process in my mind for me, because what was I concerned about? You know, I was concerned that people might start acting differently around me if they find out that I'm a Christian, or they might, you know, think I'm not cool or something. You know, sort of like I was sort of worrying a little bit about what people might think, and then I thought, well, that just doesn't really matter that much to me anymore. So I'm really actually excited to get on the show, and maybe, you know, I guess we're here to inspire one another somehow, one way or another, to give people hope and to encourage one another, and not to get too, you know, white milk to whatever the expression is. But I really feel a need in my life now to share my life a bit and my journey and my experiences and give people hope.
Yeah. Well, that's what getting inducted into the Hall of Fame does for you. You know, usually people are close to death before that happens, but not you.
It's a very interesting, first off, you're absolutely right. Getting inducted into the Hall of Fame somehow it caused me to reflect more than maybe I might have at this time in my life, and caused me to sort of feel a certain, a certain maybe responsibility or something, and then also like a bit of a badge of honor, like, you know, you do have something to share, and you do have experiences that will help people, and so I'm excited to see what that means exactly.
Well, I listen, Michelle, I certainly would not be, if I were you, I would not be nervous at all, or not even hesitate to do that Huntley Street thing. Because, I mean, for example, you've probably heard of this singer named Kalita, I think is her name.
Oh, yeah.
And she's been on there a bunch. And have you seen the way she lives? I mean, so...
I know Kalita.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I've known her for many years, although I guess I haven't hung around her in probably the last 15 years or so. But, you know, she's a pretty awesome gal, that's for sure.
But she's got a lot of issues, really. She's...
I so hope she's listening to this. That is...
Let's find out. Kalita, were you listening to that?
Hi.
Oh, Kalita.
Michelle, it's nice to be able to say hi to you, because I have been saying hi to you and you hi back to me through all these various people over these years.
Yes. Well, hello, Kalita.
Hi.
This is kind of fun for me to be sort of going on the radio and coming. I'm calling it a little bit of a coming out, so just
coming out
my faith. Yep. And it's
whoa! This is not that kind of show, okay?
Come on now, you know what I'm saying. You know,
I think it's great.
Listen,
Michelle.
Speaking of coming out, when I heard that you were going to be doing this Christmas thing here at CTS on Monday night. By the way, there's tickets available. Go to crossroadstva.com, the website, blah blah blah. I thought, oh, wait a minute, I've already had her on the show. She's that really pretty lesbian girl, that singer. And we had a lovely chat about her faith and her coming out, et cetera, et cetera. And then I realized, oh, yeah, no, that's the wrong Shelley Wright. We're talking about Michelle Wright.
Yes, Shelley. I know Shelley. I hope she's doing well.
Yeah, it sounds like she is.
I got a lot of Facebook congratulations, and so I kind of tried to steer them towards her, because I know she needed a little bit of support during that time in her life.
Did you really? You had people going on your Facebook saying...
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Saying, you go, girl.
You go, girl.
Now, Kalita, is there any... Do you have any memories of sort of back in the day of you doing your thing and Tommy Hunter show and Michelle being the sensation that she is? I mean, you guys certainly must have crossed paths a bunch of times back in the day.
Oh, yeah, many times. We used to jam a few times during those jam sessions during the awards and country music awards,
Kalita,
you know?
Yes, and if I may say, Kalita was actually a real example and a real inspiration to many of us girls, because she was just so bold and so adventurous and so creative and so fearless in what she did. And Kalita, you really inspired a lot of us girls out there to just bring something to the table that's not just your typical approach, and I really appreciated that about you.
Kalita, if I remember correct, maybe I got this wrong, but booze was a big issue back in the day for you, was it not?
For me? Oh, yeah.
And by the way, can I just stop saying back in the day? It's making you sound like you're in retirement homes, you two. But, but booze was a big issue for you?
Oh, sure. It was all part of the lifestyle, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. And Michelle, did that ever take its hold on you?
Oh, yes, dear. I've been sober for about 25 years now.
Congratulations.
I was on the road for about the first six, seven years of being out on the road. It definitely took a hold of me. And you know, for me, thank God I was able to, you know, I did literally fall to my knees in a hotel room in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and just pray to God to help me, because I was really messing up my life. So, in that moment in time, something happened to me that gave me the strength to confront my alcoholism and do something about it.
Fantastic. Look, yep. Kalita, I know normally you think it's all about you, but this is an interview with Michelle Wright, if you don't mind. Is there anything you'd like to say before I hang up? I mean, before you hang
sure.
up?
Yeah. Michelle, I just want to encourage you that by coming out, so to speak, I know exactly what you're feeling, because I experienced the very same thing. And, you know, and I wasn't sure. When I came out of the closet with my faith, I wasn't sure where I was going, if I was going to stay in country or move in a different direction. And God obviously had me move towards the Christian end of things. And it was, you know, I've never looked back, and I'm fine with that. But I want to encourage you. You have a great following, yeah. you know, here, especially in North America. And I just want to encourage you to be open and share your faith. You will experience so much richness, and you will be so blessed. And God will reward you for being vulnerable and open, because you will touch so many people. I know you already have, but you will touch even more than you ever dreamed or imagined.
That's really nice, Kalita.
Thank you, Kalita. It's funny because I it's not like as if I'm even, you know, necessarily in charge, except for to make the decision to go ahead. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm still very much involved in you know, all sort of musical things out there in the world. But I feel like this is just something I'm going to add to my reach. It was people and just in sharing my life, and I'm so excited about it, because funny enough I was sort of wandering around going, okay, God, well, now I'm in the Hall of Fame, and now I've done this and this and this and this, and I wonder where you're taking me, what's next, what can I do? And the next thing I know, I get a phone call from the Christian television station, and then the 100 Huntley Street, and I thought, you know, I'm gonna participate in these events, and I'm really excited. And thank you, Kalita, for encouraging me and for sharing those words, because I believe that's the truth, isn't it? That I will somehow it'll be a blessed thing for me, and hopefully for some of my fans out there. And you know, it's awesome.
Kalita.
Yes.
Go away.
Okay, see you guys. Merry Christmas. I love you guys.
I can't wait to see you.
Well, let's do that in person one of these days.
One of these days.
Okay.
Thanks, Kalita. We love you.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. She's a cheeky monkey, isn't she, that Kalita?
She definitely is.
Yeah.
That's part of what makes her so fun, eh?
But I don't think Kalita has ever sold Mary Kay. Have you?
Aha. You got me. Yes, and I would do it again, too. It was a beautiful thing. It was fun. I went door to door, dear. Mary Kay Cosmetics, like, you know, I'm only 51 years old, okay? So it's not like I'm 100 or anything here. And I used to, but not too long ago in this world we live in, you could go door to door. And I sold Electrolux vacuum cleaners door to door, and I sold Mary Kay Cosmetics door to door. And
I was going to say, which job sucked more? Probably the Electrolux.
That's funny. You know.
A while ago, you studied counseling, and it wasn't just counseling. It was counseling with, the developmentally challenged. I mean, I don't even know the terms anymore, but what was it all about?
Well, I did, in fact, go to Fanshawe College to study counseling for the mentally and physically challenged, and worked in a place called the Southwestern Regional Center, actually down around the Chatham area. And any of your listeners in that area will know exactly what I'm talking about. It was a huge facility that is not operating anymore. But it was a place where I sort of took this first little adventure in life. I was about 15 or so, and found that it was really something to work with these individuals that had such a compassion to love and feel excited about things and achieve certain things. I mean, mind you, I worked with every level, and some folks are very, you know, don't really have a lot of capacity in their lives, and others, you know, have more than you might imagine. And
yeah.
So there were this sort of this real wide span of experience I had working with kids and adults, and it took me down a road that that I thought I was going to take, actually. Mm-hmm. and then I ended up going out on the road for the summer in between my college years, and shifted careers. But that was my college choice, was to counsel the mentally and physically challenged.
Well, that probably came in handy when you opened for Kenny Rogers.
I could just feel you were going to go somewhere like that. Well, having a compassionate heart is very good when you do what I do, I will say. You know, Kenny was pretty awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
He did very well.
Are you still living in Nash Vegas?
I am, yep. 22 years or so now.
Wow.
It's a great city for what I do, and actually I think the Canadians are taking over because there's a bunch of us down here, and it's really great because if you're going to be in this country music business, you know, it's important to be around a community that is creating the music and the, you know, it's important. Yeah.
Well, I can imagine that with the influx of Canadians that you probably have them over on your birthday to celebrate double celebrations, correct?
Well, I'm out on the road for my birthday, but I will say that we have a large contingency of Canadians that hang out together quite regularly, and Patricia Conroy and Beverly Mahood and Lisa Brokop and Carolyn Dawn Johnson and Derek Rattan and Jason Blaine, and there's a bunch of us that write together and try to make time to have a cup of tea together or something, or mind you, some of them like to have a little nip of the wine you know, so we have a great little group that likes to get together and have dinner parties hang out.
But the birthday is still July 1st, is it not?
It is still July 1st.
And do you think about your former homeland a whole lot during that day?
So one of the great things about being born July 1st is often there's a celebration someplace in Canada, and I'm able to go and be the entertainment. And
nice.
So for most years of my career, I've been at some festival somewhere bringing in July 1st and getting great big massive amounts of cake. So
beautiful.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Have you ever had any stalkers, like when you played Tracy Jenkins?
I just saw that by my Due South episode. I was actually in a hotel room here a little bit ago, and it was playing on air, and I videoed some of it because my husband's never seen it, and so I sent him a few snippets of it from television, and I have never really had any big issues with that, fortunately.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that's important.
Yes, it is. I'd rather not.
No. Well, I mean, yeah. You could certainly sick the four dogs after them if you did. You got Gracie, Winter, Lycos, Bella. Are they all doing well? Are they all okay?
Well, here's something
Uh-oh.
You wouldn't know. And I wouldn't expect you'd know. No, it's good. We have five dogs now.
Man, I thought you were going to break into some country music song about how your dog died or something. But
well, you know, that's possibly not too far away. God love my dog Gracie's been with me for 15 years, and we've just had such a great life together. But we did add a brand new little puppy to the household here a few weeks ago, and so now we have five doggies and one kitty.
But none of the dogs compare to Fluffy, right?
My Fluffy, you're good. I like this. Drew, you have read your notes there. Fluffy was my childhood dog, and yes, I actually think about Fluffy. I sure do.
Was it weird for Michelle Wright to turn 50? Because I hear that women, you know, that's the one that messes with them the most. Was that weird, turning 50?
Gosh, it's very funny because I mean, there's no doubt that I think you acknowledge, you know, as you're getting older, things change, and I look in the mirror, I see that things are changing, and there's always this sort of a contemplation, no doubt, I think, as the years tick by. And so for sure, it's kind of like, wow, I'm 50 now. Okay, interesting. But I'll tell you what, you know, I'm a pretty healthy, well, good, strong, fit.
Hold on, were you going to say well-built?
Well, you know, I wasn't going to, but some people say that could be the case, you know. But, you know, it's interesting because I was just talking to my mother, who is, you know, a couple of decades older than I am, and I said, Mom, I'm 51. It's kind of weird. And she's just went, now, you listen to me, little young lady.
Yeah.
You are only as old. And she just kind of gave me this little bit of a lecture because my mother is this woman who's full of energy and quite a remarkable lady. And yeah. So I think I might have a little of her genetic disposition
nice.
That way. So,
nice.
You know. Yeah.
Well, I can imagine. I just want to end on this note. It's a bit of a strange note, but we're going to do it anyway. I can imagine you proposing to Marco 10 years ago, whatever it was. I can imagine you standing in front of Marco and saying, Marco, don't forget, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Aww.
Did you do that? Did you do that? Because I know I know you love Julia Roberts, so that line could have come out of your mouth.
Oh, you're just, that's, you know what? You want to know what's really great and that what I love about Marco and why I think we work so well? If I can so boldly say, in this world that we live in, he's the alpha, honey. There's no two ways about it. He's the alpha, and he asked me to marry him on his knee, and I call him my silverback.
Wow.
He's the guy. He's my man, and he takes care of us and things, and he know there's areas where I'm the authoritarian, so to speak, but it's kind of cool because he is the spiritual leader and the alpha in our house, if I may say, and I kind of like that because I have to be the alpha out on the road,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's really nice to be able to come home and just have this this man in my life that... That's a man, you know,
yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah, yeah.
You poor
yeah.
fellas, you probably don't know how to act anymore. It's like, well, if you act too alpha, then the women are complaining. If you don't act alpha enough, then we're complaining. But I have a pretty clear sense of what I wanted in my marriage, and I'm happy that my Marco understands.
Good.
We haven't had to sit down and discuss it particularly. We sort of just fit together that way, you know. It's quite nice. I'm very lucky. I feel blessed. I totally feel like it's a God thing. I just really feel that God brought us together, and we're thankful for it.
Well, folks, Michelle Wright will be headlining the upcoming CTS Christmas special, Christmas television special, Christmas in the Square. Tickets are still available for this live performance at 7 p.m. on Monday, December 10th, which will be taped at the Crossroads Center in Burlington, Ontario, and then aired on CTS at 8 p.m. Eastern on Friday, December 21st. A few other folks will be there as well, but right now we're talking about Michelle Wright. Michelle, first of all, thank you for joining us. Second of all, thank you for being one of those Canadians that we can point to and say, yeah, baby, she's one of us. And
yeah.
Number three, will you do me a favor? And I want you to just absolutely, within the next week maybe, go to Manel's and pig out royally.
Manel's?
Yep.
Where's Manel's?
That's that big southern style country food thing in Nashville, just outside
of. Oh.
Yeah, you got it. It is. You sit down on these long tables with a bunch of other people, and you have the best feed you've ever had in your life.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we like to eat around here, so I'll do it.
Michelle, thank you so much, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yes, and if there's still tickets available, please let me just say to your audience, come to the it's in that beautiful foyer at the Crossroads
Center
facility.
Yep.
There, and it's going to be just a beautiful night. I promise you, you'll be glad you're there. Nothing like a Christmas show.
Exactly. Well done, Michelle. Thank you, darling. Great to chat with you.
Thank you, Drew. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Michelle. Michelle Wright, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, a humble Christ was born.
10 years ago, after 5 years of pastoring in Australia, Drew Marshall moved back to Canada and with absolutely zero broadcasting experience, walked into the studios of Joy 1250 and pitched the idea of hosting a talk show that was different. Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is now listened to by over 100,000 people around southern Ontario and thousands more by Canadians coast to coast. On September 15, 2012, The Drew Marshall Show will start Season 10. And as a thank you for putting up with Drew for 10 years, we've decided to cut all advertising costs by 10%. Doesn't matter which plan you're interested in. 1250 specials, 10% off. One-day advertising package, 10% off. Our summer holiday special, 10% off. Or even our 15-week advertising package is now 10% off. To sign up for one of our 10-year anniversary advertising specials, contact us today at drewmarshall.ca.